A cathedral is the church of the bishop of a diocese, no matter its size or its cost. The Diocese of Galveston-Houston has had a cathedral since 1848. What's now St. Mary's Cathedral Basilica in Galveston was the first Roman Catholic cathedral in Texas. In 1959, the diocese moved the bishop's offices to Houston. A parish church in downtown Houston, Sacred Heart, became the co-cathedral. It was built in 1912. Nearly a century later, Bishop Joseph Fiorenzo wanted to build a new cathedral before he was to retire. It would be the concluding achievement of his 21-year tenure. In the year 2000, he commissioned Houston architects at Ziegler Cooper to design a cathedral that would last 500 years. The new co-cathedral of the Sacred Heart occupies an entire city block. Seating in the nave accommodates more than 1,800 parishioners beneath a vaulted ceiling rising 72 feet. The architects use Indiana limestone inside and outside to reflect natural light. The interior is luminous. Ethiopian rose marble accentuates the altar, seating for the clergy in the sanctuary, and the baptismal font midway down the center aisle. Chapels that flank both sides of the nave are illuminated by window openings that allow daylight to stream inside. In the nave, the architects use stained glass sparingly. Windows set high along the walls suffuse the space with an ethereal white light that reflects off the walls, the floors, and the ceiling vault. The cathedral is architecturally impressive because it's quiet, in concert with Fiorenzo's request for a place that reflects noble simplicity. During the building's construction, the Diocese of Galveston-Houston was elevated to the rank of archdiocese. Sacred Heart became a metropolitan co-cathedral, serving more than 1 million people. Joseph Fiorenzo became Archbishop Emeritus. His successor, Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, presided at the cathedral's dedication in 2008. He was the first Texas prelate to be named a cardinal, ensuring that the state's newest cathedral was beginning its 500-year run with some history of its own.